What's up, everybody? Welcome to the fifth episode of the podcast. Thank you so much, man, for being here. It means a lot to me, really, that you spend your time, you know, listening to the ideas that pops into my head. So last time we talked about basketball and the return of the NBA. The week before that, we talked about the local hip-hop scene. Then before that, you know, my least favorite topic, fried chicken. Minadali na, no? Para wala nang ano, wala nang mag-content, no? And the first episode was about sitcoms. Now, the reason behind, you know, why I shared all those things was just not to plug all previous episodes. No. I'm not like that, okay? Although you can still stream them on all available podcast platforms. Now, kidding aside, man, the real reason why I mentioned the previous topics is because on this week's episode, Medj lang, may seryoso muna tayo ng mga patid, no? Para mukhang brainy. Alright? For a fresh change of pace, so to speak, you know? So if you got time, please do stay because we have an awesome episode lined up for you after this break. Alright, so for our usual eye-catcher topic for this week, I just finished Dark and the latest season of the Umbrella Academy, which was super duper fun, man. Definitely recommend this if you just want to, you know, chill out to a lighter series with a great soundtrack and awesome sense of humor. Also, Lakers clinched the first seed in the West. Yes, sir! And both the Trailblazers and the Suns are still undefeated in the bubble. So there's that, you know. Oh, yeah, I think the Nike Freak 2 will be released this August. Didn't really like Freak 1, you know, but I just saw the latest pics of the Freak 2, man. And I must say, it has a better silhouette, you know, than the first one. And yeah, so that's all for our eye catcher this week. Let's get to the main topic. So like what I mentioned at the start, this week's episode will be totally different in a way that, you know, for me, it's more personal and more thought-provoking. And gumamit tayo ng mga ganyang words, mga kapatid, para medyo brainy datingan natin. So I will be listing down or sharing things that I learned and realized during this pandemic that we're currently in right now, you know. Tamang realization is muna tayo, mga kapatid. Again, guys, self-realization to, so possible na baka magkaiba tayo ng thoughts or maybe at some level, parehas din naman, no? So without further ado, let's start with the first one on my list, which is everything is temporary, you know. What I mean by this is we always thought a lot of things in this life are permanent or di na magbabago, you know? Katulad ng feeling sa sayo. Char! But yeah, you know, a lot of businesses suddenly close shop kasi bawal sila mag-open and they just kept hemorrhaging money every day, you know? Nandi sila nag-operate. I mean, professional leagues around the world got suspended, you know, like the NBA again. So ibang employees as well na they thought save sila through whatever happens, you know, bigla ang naging unemployed ng ganun-ganun lang, and it's really hard to see. It's really sad, you know, that we are in this state right now. But again, like all things that we mentioned, all these are temporary as well, and we will get back on our feet stronger and ready to kick some ass. All right, so next on our list, because I learned that again everything is temporary, is to adapt to change, you know, to adapt to all the hardships and hurdles that we get thrown. Hurdles, mga kapatid, no? Nabasa ko lang kanina. Again, lahat ng mga ano ko, guys, no, medyo lalaliman natin, no? Naka-open na yung dictionary ko dito and naka-search yung mga synonyms ko. So, kaya ganito kalali. Alright, so we have this thing, you know, the so-called new normal, you know, quote-unquote new normal. And that's basically it, right? It's about us deviating, sabi ko sa inyo eh, from all the things that we're accustomed to, you know, before the pandemic started. So one of the things that changed for everybody was, you know, lessening their time to go out and spend weekends, you know, and free time at the mall or at the parks or at, you know, fast food restaurants, and just choosing to go out for groceries and important matters, you know, as well as, you know, wearing face mask, always keeping, you know, any sanitizers or alcohol handy, and taking a bath the moment you arrive at home. You know, these are actually requirements, you know, right now. And that's us, you know, us just trying to change the way of how we do things, you know, like we used to, no, by a rocket to the moon, char. But again, we as humans adapt to anything, and it's in our nature, it's in our DNA. And I know sooner or later, we will remove the word new from that saying, because it will really just become our new, quote unquote, normal. Third on our list is to never take things for granted. I know everyone has this on their list, you know, yung parang ikaw, ganun, taken for granted. Kidding aside, because, you know, I usually just take what I can get, me personally. And sometimes I feel I'm not grateful or thankful enough, you know, for everything that I have and blessed with. And that's what this pandemic taught me, you know, like I mentioned this earlier about how we lessened our time in going to malls. You know, I took that for granted because I assumed, you know, it was always going to be there. Like me and my family would just spend our Sundays at our favorite establishment, you know, eating at restaurants and just, you know, going around the mall, you know, or like me and the barkada. You know, me and the barkada, no? Medyo code yung gaming lang tayo, no? Pero yun, me and my friends, you know, we always set this gathering of some sort, no? Itong tamang, tara, inuman tayo. Tara, swimming tayo, mga ganyan. Tamang drawing, no? Mga kapatid, drawing na yan, di naman nukukula yan. No? I think that was, you know, how it was before, you know, kasi ngayon parang I think ngayon, no, pag umukay na lahat at may nagset na ng meetup, matik matutuloy yan agad, you know, like ngayon pa nga lang nagme-make plans na tayo to meet before or after this pandemic, you know. And I think that's a good thing, you know, it's one of the things that we take for granted, right? One of the things mentioned earlier as well was about our hygiene. Because we know we should have good hygiene, right? But during this pandemic, needless to say, the stakes are higher, right? And if we forgot to do these things, you know. Last for taking things for granted is our profession, you know, because like what I mentioned, a lot of people lost their jobs during this quarantine. Some, PUV drivers even asks for change, you know, because they don't have anything to bring home to their families or whatnot. And then there's me, who just sits in a comfortable chair in an air-conditioned room, you know. And I admit, you know, that I really took it for granted. And that's something that changed for me during this period. Next up is time is gold. Edyo na ito, painggan, no? Yung mga tamang yearbook lang, tapos ilalagay mo yung memorable quote. Yan. Time is gold. Yeah, pero seriously, no? Seriously. Like for real, you know, it has something to do with taking things for granted din you know, as well. But I decided to separate it from the third one because I think it deserves its own time to shine. Because if dati parang mas gusto ko mag-isa to do things on my own, to play PC or PS4 games, you know, ngayon, ginagawa pa rin naman. same things pa rin naman. Pero I make it a point to stop at a certain time, you know, to make time with my loved ones. All right. Also, what this pandemic, you know, made us realize is our potential to do great things, you know, and we need time for that. Now you see a lot of, you know, small businesses coming up, you know, hashtag support small business tayo mga patid, all right? Also, more streamers, content creators, and podcasters like me. Because it gave me the time to think things out, you know? They usually, di ko naisip before because of, you know, again, lack of time. And again, kudos to all the people who has invested their time and effort doing what they love and excelling in it, you know, showing us na even though the world stopped, we don't. And we have to keep the hustle real. All right? So, ewan ko ba, no? Medyo seryoso tayo. Medyo seryoso tayo ngayon, mga kapatid. Sa sobrang seryoso ko, parang gusto ko i-search ang cleaningupmyco.ph sa FB or Instagram para makahanap ng mga damit. Oh my gosh. Tamang product placement lang, no? Alright, so next on my list, no, is to stay positive. Alright? Na kahit anong mangyari, kahit gaano pa tayo itumba ng tadhana, kaibigan. Okay? Okay, medyo Tagalog yan. Angatan lang natin ito. Okay? I know it's tough to do and pretty easy to say, but I think now is not the time for us to dwell, you know, on all the negatives sa buhay natin. Kumbaga, sobrang grabe na nga yung nangyayari. Dadagdag pa ba tayo sa pagiging negats? Diba? Parang ganun lang. So, kailangan natin matutunan isipin na we don't need to put others down, you know, for us to rise up. We just need to stay chill, relax, and think of all the good shit na nangyayari sa'yo rather than staying in the bad lane. You know what I'm saying? Last on our list is you're important. You know, I'm important. We all are. And we have to look after our health, you know, may it be through physical or emotional needs. We have to do it because we have to take care of ourselves. Sometimes tinatamad tayo maligo or mag-alcohol, but we just have to do it, you know, not just for us, but for everybody around us, our loved ones, our family. I know there's fear as well and anxiety to go out or whatever. I feel it too, man. I mean, I'm scared as hell to the point na kahit sumakit lang onti yung ulo ko, sumakit onti yung bewang ko. Sex bomb, sex bomb, sex bomb. Char lang. Medyo naging heavy na kasi. No? So yun nga, kahit medyo may nararamdaman lang ako onti, iba na agad yung dating sa akin. And tingin ko hindi naman mawawala yun basta-basta, you know. But we just have to push through and jump over all this madness, you know. And hopefully, we all become stronger and better after this. Alright, so there you have it. My list of realizationisms, no, during this pandemic. Tingin ko marami akong na-miss out, you know. But again, these are the things that I think medj important. Again, I know we may have differences or similarities in thinking on how I came about, you know, all this. And it's totally fine. I mean, if you have time, I encourage you to maybe create your own list of realizations. Baka meron kayong malaman sa sarili nyo na hindi nyo pa natutunan before, you know. And remember, we all play a big part on stopping this pandemic once and for all, you know. Again, I want to thank you for listening to this episode. You guys are super awesome. Thank you so much for streaming the past episodes as well. So yeah, I love you all, man. Stay safe. And this is Eco. That's the end of our convo. Peace.